This piece was brought to you by S. Wallace Edwards & Sons, SurreyFarms.com, HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
News.
Commercial tobacco was first planted in the 17th century as the first crop grown for profit in North America. Demands and trends over time have created a variety of ways the crop is used. Previously popular as pipes and as snuff, tobacco products grew to include cigars, chewing tobacco, and the most familiar, cigarettes. The highest concentration of U.S. tobacco farms are in Kentucky and North Carolina. In 2002, there were about 29,000 tobacco farms in Kentucky and about 8,000 in North Carolina, with around 50,000 tobacco farms in the U.S. in total. These numbers are a drastic drop from the early 1950s, when there were more than 500,000 operating farms at the start of the decade. The publicizing in the mid-1950s of the major health hazards linked to smoking, namely lung cancer, is linked to the severe drop in numbers. Since then, the tobacco industry has been overtaken by major companies such as Philip Morris, owner of Marlboro Cigarettes, with many of the smaller farms disappearing over time or being forced to consolidate their farms. These major companies have been able to keep the industry booming by selling to other countries such as Taiwan and Russia and buying out other companies such as Kraft General Foods and Miller Beer, and, most notably, sourcing their tobacco from countries such as Brazil. Lower labor costs in other countries allows the major U.S. companies to purchase their tobacco at a much lower price than harvesting their products themselves or sourcing from smaller U.S. farms. In an attempt to keep up, small farmers have been forced to diversify their farms, with 95% of smaller North Carolina tobacco farmers reporting in 1997 that they grew varieties of vegetables, fruits, or grains in addition to tobacco. However, by the end of the 90s, 48% of tobacco and cigarettes sold in the U.S. was foreign grown, and smaller U.S. farms certainly were affected, and many are now classified as financially disadvantaged. In 2003, a rival to major U.S. tobacco farms emerged, the e-cigarette. The e-cigarette was introduced as a less dangerous, smokeless product. It is an electronic device that does not contain tobacco, and instead is filled with nicotine that is heated, creating a vapor for the user to inhale and mimic traditional tobacco products. Many people have been trading their tobacco cigarettes for e-cigarettes in hopes of reducing their health risks, and sales for e-cigarettes have passed $1 billion in 2013. The CDC estimates that 70% of smokers wish to quit, and top e-cigarette maker Enjoy has been able to boost sales by targeting smokers who are attempting to quit with their marketing. Sales of e-cigarettes are expected to climb if sufficient testing and regulations prove that they truly are a healthier alternative. With small tobacco farmers already at their breaking point and seeing hard hits their local economies, and major companies having to branch out of being strictly about tobacco, will the e-cigarette eventually push tobacco out of its high-earning ranking in the U.S.? Stay tuned as we cover this important issue. I'm Holly Longworth with HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. The songs used in this piece are Lost Kingdom by Dreams and Melted Magic by Obesity. Thanks for listening.